Once again, it's time to bring you our latest Thursday with Lisa Bauer, DirtyDogLive.com, and get started on this morning. We've got some guests in the studio. We don't want to waste too much time talking about it. Get some music on. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Dave. We do have some guests in the studio. We have four gentlemen here from the Ashtabula area. The band's name is Face Value, and I will start by introducing you to Don Perry, the sax man.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Don. Would you introduce the band?
Absolutely. On bass here on my left is Greg Putter. On my right is Rich Branham on guitar. And over in the corner is Pete LeMay on the drums.
Morning.
Good morning. This is going to be a fun show. I have to tell everybody who's listening. You know, we're kind of tight in the studio, and it's fun. We've got some drums in here and some guitar and sax and some bass, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we got an acoustic guitar, an electric bass, the saxophone, the tenor saxophone, and Pete back there with a drum. And the cymbals. Yes, and one drum.
One drum. That's all he gets.
That's all he gets. No more. All right. Hey, let's ask, how long you been together, Don? I mean,
well, the group's been together just under a year. Uh-huh. I've been playing music, my own music, for about 10 years now, and finally got the opportunity to work with these three guys and play that music live now as a group, as the Face Value, and playing in the Ashtabula Lake County's area and some of the wineries over there, and working our way up into the Euclid area. Going to be playing up in Euclid here in another few weeks. So just plugging along.
Tell us about just a little bit about your background. You've been playing saxophone for a long time. What type of music? All types have you been, or do you?
It's mostly an easy rock type music. Some of it's kind of soft and mellow. Some of it's more upbeat and lean. Gets towards the edge of jazz, but it's not really jazz. Some of it's kind of bluesy. But as a group, we're pretty much, I'd say we're a rock-based group.
Okay, very good. What do we got? What are you going to play first here?
Yeah, tell us the first song you're going to play.
Okay. Well, we're going to play Make Believe. It's off the Slide Over CD that I did in 2006. And if we can get enough room to get the guitars turned in the right direction, we'll play Make Believe.
Okay, sounds great.
Is he going to come out this way with the guitar?
Yeah, I can move back just a little bit.
Yeah, if he wants to. Okay. You need to move out here. You need the microphone. All right. We got it. Hey, this is something, folks. We have this many. We've only had one other time this many instruments in here. You know, this studio is very tiny. Okay, gentlemen.
Okay, Pete, can you count?
You see, you've nothing better to do than to stay right here with me for the day. Or maybe a week or two. Take your time. If we talk for a while, you will find I've got a serious side, but it's true. I'm slightly out of my mind over you, and I don't know what else I can do. Well, all the wasted time and all the tears you've cried, can we leave it all behind? Come on over here, make believe you love me. I can understand if you don't want me no more. I told you it's alright, you're better off without me. But I think that you should know that I've been wrong. Yeah, I've been wrong before. Thank you.
Wow, that's excellent. That's face value, everyone.
Good morning.
That was great. What a great tune.
Yeah, I'm all wiggly now because I love great sax. So that was great. That was fun.
Terrible pun.
Yeah. Can you say that on the air?
That was terrible. Can you say that on the air?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Jeez. I'm all wiggly. That way. She didn't even know what she said.
Well, anyway. You know how you dance. You know.
Are we on time delay? Where this is censored or anything like that?
No, we're not.
People, they know okay. me.
All right. I was going to ask you, how long have you been playing saxophone?
Oh, about 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah, I started
right.
when I was 9 years old.
So you started on saxophone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I was on another instrument, and I decided I wanted to play sax because I watched too much of Junior Walker and things like that.
Oh, that would make you want to play the horn, that's for sure.
And a few others that I used to like to watch. And I got on the saxophone, but I didn't get into about eighth grade. I had played before that, and I really enjoy the saxophone. Now, did you teach yourself, take formal training? Or
No, I had a lot learned in elementary school.
There you go.
Through elementary and junior and high school.
Well,
you know, going through marching band and all those types of things.
In those days, the schools actually taught you. We used to go part of our class. We went down and spent an hour with a music teacher, and they taught you. It isn't there anymore like it used to be.
Right,
the teacher.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. All right, the rest of the gentlemen. You guys been playing a long time? Who's going to answer me first?
I've been playing bass for a long time, since the mid-'80s.
Okay, when you started, who did you look up to? Somebody that you were... Trying to emulate?
Well, I was a big Zeppelin fan, so...
Yeah, there you go.
So John Paul Jones is a big... Yeah.
There you go. Got Acoustic Man over here.
You,
how
Rich?
Long you been playing that?
They can't hear you nod.
we'll say since high school.
Since high school, okay. All right, do you have anybody that you really like?
I think that the guy that I heard that really got me going was Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he really? And Pete, was it Pete Best?
No.
Has that got you the drums? Or was it Ringo Starr?
No, it was Neil Peart from Rush.
Oh, from Rush. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's the younger one here, I think, then, right?
Yeah.
When did you start playing drums?
In high school.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. Gives us a little background on that. Gentlemen, you're playing in the area. What's your you have a next gig coming up?
Well, let's see. We've got one coming up at Ferrante Winery. Okay.
We've got one coming up in
Ferrante Winery over in Ashtabula County. And then November 5th, we've got one at Paradise Island, which is up in Euclid, right on Babbitt Road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next two that come to mind right away.
Who does most of the songwriting for your group?
Well, up to this point, it's been me.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're playing stuff that I've written over the past several years. And we're just getting together and working on. We do cover material right now, but... This winter, we're hoping to have time to actually co-write and come up with. You know,
well, I've heard some of the songs that you've written, and they're very beautiful. So,
thank you.
So, you do a little of both. You do a little cover. You do a little your own song. That's good.
Yes,
that's a nice mix. I'm sure the audience appreciates that too.
Tell me some of the songs that you cover.
Like we said, we do a couple of Eric Clapton tunes.
Mm-hmm.
We do some older songs from the Motown era.
Uh-huh.
Got a few of those, one by the Temptations or Four Tops, and we do some more current things like some John Mayer. And there's, come on, Greg, pitch in here.
Yeah, this was a big variety.
He's looking for his Zeppelin tune that you haven't put in yet.
One of the reasons why I like to ask that is for all our listeners who are out there ready to hire, you know, so that they have an idea basically of what it is that you're doing.
I do a lot of easy rock from the 70s as well, like James Taylor with this acoustic guitar, and then every once in a while we get to do something that Pete gets to have fun with, like What You Need. From the 80s, you know, he gets to bang on the drum just a little bit harder. So
that's great. And how does someone get a hold of you? You got a website?
Yes, we do. We've got my website is www.donperrysaxman.com, and the band website is www.facevaluemusic.com.
Very good.
They can go to either one of those sites and find out what we're up to.
And they can also find you on Facebook.
No, I'm not up to the Facebook thing yet.
Okay.
Good for you.
I can't quite bring myself to
do that. There's a big thing going on Facebook right now, too, because they just changed the format.
Yeah.
So everybody's protesting it.
I just found out about Facebook because you got it with the younger, with my kids.
Right.
And you got it. So I found out about it. So now they're changing all these rules. I don't even want to open it anymore.
Some of the jokes on there are hilarious right now.
Honk
if you...
but anyway. Now, that's a way to get a hold of you. They can find out on your website how to get a hold of you.
Yeah,
if somebody's
the phone numbers and any email addresses, things like that. It's
great.
All on there.
Great.
Of course, if you can't find them, you know how to get in touch with me and I will find them for you.
Oh, yeah.
DirtyDogLive.com.
That's right. Very easy. Yeah, you're going to do another tune, I hope.
Can we do one off
put one of the CDs?
Or absolutely. Sure.
Whatever okay. you want to do. Yeah. If you know, if you don't want to play one, or you want us to play one.
I'd like to have you do Get the Blues on.
Okay, where's the? Where I don't have it. Where'd it go?
I've got it outside here.
Okay, you have to hold on.
You'll get the CD. Okay, I'll take this quick break while he gets the CD, folks.
Hi, this is Allison Palmero Brady, and we wanted to make sure you can always have the most up-to-date information about Palmero Toyota Scion. Please visit us on the web at palmeroautogroup.com. Go to YouTube, search Palmero Toyota Scion. Go to Facebook, Palmero Toyota Scion. Become a fan. We also have a blog spot, palmerodealership.blogspot.com. Or follow us on Twitter, Palmero Toyota Scion. All the information, whenever you want it. Palmero Toyota Scion on the Conneaut Lake Road in Meadville.
The Big Skinny Hot Dog Shop. In Cambridge Springs, sports-oriented family atmosphere. No smoking, no alcohol. A huge 106-inch TV.
That's right, a 106-inch TV.
And two 42-inch plasma wall TVs. Big Skinny serves breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Try the Big Skinny Hot Dogs with Big Sauce, Skinny Chicken, Big Skinny Hamburgers, or the world-famous Bean Dog, salads, soups, and kid menus. It's all at the Big Skinny Hot Dog Shop in Cambridge Springs.
Dying to self is this perplexing dilemma, since the old self keeps resurrecting. It's like zombies. You die to this, and what's this dead being doing in my skin? And even as born-again believers, we still need to be reminded, put off your old self, put on the new self. We need to choose to center our lives on Christ, choose to run our decisions about work, family, or finance, free time, through that filter of what honors Christ.
Listen to On the Heights, High Street Community Church, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m.
Well, we promised you some more of Face Value. We've got Don Perry, Face Value, of course, just like that. And Don, we have the song. Go ahead. Tell us about this song.
Well, the name of the song is Get the Blues On. I started writing this song. It was a completely different song. And one line that came in was, I'm high on life, but I'm low on cash. So I scrapped the whole rest of the song and built this whole song around that line. It's called Get the Blues On.
All right. Let's hear it, everyone. Face Value.
Ringing, it's 5:30. I splash some water on my face, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Stumble to the kitchen, pour the coffee from the pot. Well, I ain't got much ambition, but I tell you what I got. I got the blues on. Yeah, I got the blues on, baby. Now I hear the whistle blowing, I'm running. See the boss man's in a hurry. Well, I guess he'll have to wait. Time keeps ticking on slowly past. I can't wait till 5:00 when I can tell them all to get the blues on. Oh, get the blues on, baby. Thank you.
fingers do the rest. I don't drink much whiskey and I don't need grass, 'cause I'm high on life, I'm just low on cash. I got the blues on, yeah, I got the blues on, baby. Now it's 2 a.m. when I crawl in the bed, I can still hear the music ringing inside my head. Gonna give it up someday, but I don't know when, 'cause when morning comes around, you know I'll do it all again. And you can tell, I know it well, yeah, but I don't mind, no, 'cause I'll be fine, yeah. Hey, well, you can see, I'll always be blue. Well, now how about you? Yeah, get the blues on. Get the blues on, baby. Get the blues on. Get the blues on.
Called Get the Blues On, everyone. Don Perry and, of course, Face Value. And great tune, Don.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's fun.
I have to tell you, this is why I love doing what I do, because there is so much talent in this area, and it is definitely worthy of being heard on the radio. You know, that's what this is all about. And being able to be heard on the radio, Cool 101.7, providing opportunities for our local musicians. So
we're very fortunate in this area over the years that I have lived here to have, because of, maybe because of the college, because of just the way it's set up demographically or whatever, we've had people interested. But Lisa's the first one. I touched on this a number of years ago with a gentleman. He left the area. Lisa's the first one that really brought it forward by putting it on her website, starting the website, and starting the groups coming around live and local. Everyone, you've done the cover groups also.
Yeah.
And we try to feature mostly the groups that do their own music and that kind of thing. It's really
We really appreciate it. I was really excited when Lisa first contacted me about having the opportunity to do this, and we appreciate very much what you do.
Thank you. We want to get you on our TV show as well, which goes out to 5 states. So.
Well, the advantage of radio is they can't see what we look like, so I don't know about this whole TV thing.
They're all good looking, let me tell you.
We also feature in the evening. Lisa comes in the morning. We feature in the evening every other week a backstage pass with a young lady who is from the area also, and she features artists.
Artists in the area.
A lot of the same artists, they'll cross over. They'll come in and do a show with her, or they've already done a show with Lisa or vice versa. And every once in a while, they pull a new one out. So.
That's right. It's a good show. That's on Thursday nights at what time?
It starts at 8 o'clock, 8 till 11, and we do a lot of that. So, all right.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming.
You. Thank you for having me.
I hope all the people in this area will see much more of you. So.
Well, hopefully we'll be here. We'll be around a while, and they can come out and hear more of what we did this morning. And thanks again for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Very good. Thank you. All right, Cool 101.7, Cool 1370.
Without much further ado, I give you
Super Dave Hanahan.
Go ahead. Make my day.
On Cool 101.7.